Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn Nelson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tripp Sigmon. Batting second. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Benge. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Benge. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Klein reaches second base with a double. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hurst. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Blair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Taylor moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmon who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field. Sigmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Sigmund hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Toole takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Taylor trying to get to third. Sigmund throws the ball into Whitney, who tags Taylor for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thévenot fields it and throws to home to get Taylor. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitney. Farrell moves to third. Nelson moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thévenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thévenot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thévenot takes first base on ball 4. Freiberg moves to second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Nelson covering. Safe. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Toole for the out. Sigmon moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klein is hit by the pitch. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sigmund scores. Klein moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Klein scores. Hurst moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hurst scores. Whitney moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thevenau hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tripp Sigmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sigmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mal Moss now pitching. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Freiberg. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Taylor moves to third. Taylor moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Mal Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kline strikes out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hurst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Sigmund who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thevenau takes first base on ball 4. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thevenau moves to second. Phil Collins pinch runs for Spud Davis. Fresco Thompson pinch hits for Ray Bench. Fresco Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Thevenau moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Denny Southern pinch hits for Tripp Sigmon. Denny Southern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southern hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thevenau tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Cubs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Denny Southern now playing center field. Tony Renza now catching. Claude Willoughby now pitching. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mal Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monk Sherlock pinch hits for Don Hurst. Monk Sherlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherlock moves to second. Charlie Root now pitching. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Tommy Thevenau. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.